you can expect the same level of care that you've been receiving. And actually, we hope that you're going to appreciate us and be glad that we're here. We're very, very glad to be here. We can do everything that the previous service did. We hope that we can be out in the community and do a little bit more community action as well.
So tell us a little bit logistically kind of how it works with how you're set up, because Lido's involved, Joy's involved, Seton is involved in City of Keysburg. So how does it all work logistically, I guess?
So we have one ambulance right now currently that's going to have fully staffed 24 hours a day. And then we also have a backup ambulance as well. If another call comes out and there's a crew here, we can take that call as well.
And then just in terms of how you got here and took on this contract, this agreement, do you want to speak to why you're a good fit here?
Well, we're an elite service. We are a family service. We want to be in the community and provide for the community as well. My boss, Phil Jones, was approached and was asked to come in and help kind of figure out if there was a solution, and we feel like we are that solution for this community.
And then in terms of your staffing, now, did I see somewhere, are you still, I mean, if there's opportunity for potential employees if they want to work with Elite Industrial?
Absolutely. We're always looking for extra help. Right now, currently, we have three full-time staff paramedics and three full-time staff EMTs. We also have several part-timers on staff now, but we're always looking for more.